We have a Kuftesa with Aleph. It's taken from Tzon Rabbanan by towards the bottom. About 9 lines from the bottom. Tzon Rabbanan Ruchsin b'mei Ror, b'mei Chamsin, b'mei Asya, b'mei Tiberio. So you're allowed to Bisman Gemara before the Xeris Ruchitza did not prevent them from going into a cold body of water, a regular body of water. That's a minute which already is mentioned came afterwards, mentioned in the Rambam. But in the Ikir Dinam, the Gemara, you're allowed to be Ruchitz, we make Ror in these places. The issue the Gemara is dealing with was, does it look like Ruchitz, does it look like Refuah? Does it go into the Xeris Refuah or not? That's the Gemara Shiloh. So Gemara says, these places, even though there's a certain amount of salt in the water, etc., which would maybe help heal various different things, but it's not nicker enough to the point that it's a problem of refuah. You can't go to Yamagadol because that's already Baltimore. To see why? What's wrong with Yamagadol? Avolabiyam Mishra. Mishra was place they would soak the flax in order to loosen up the fibers. So that's not a place a person normally would be roichitz in. It's got very mias, etc. So obviously he's doing it for refuah purposes. Avolabiyam Asol Shtoim in the Dead Sea. Also he's doing it for refuah purposes. So that's one price. So those are awesome. Ramin will ask you, Stira, Rechzim, different prices, has Rechzim, but made Tereya. Ubi Yamagadol, Yamagadol is Mutter. Avalo b'mei Mishra, Avalo b'mei Yamashol Stoim. So Kasha, Yamagadol, or Yamagadol. So you have a Stira, whether Yamagadol is Mutter or Osir. Omer B'yachad on Lakasha. So the Mor is going to present more than one approach. The first approach, the Mor is going to try and understand the difference between Yamagadol and other, and two prices, whether Yamagadol is Osir or Mutter, is in place of Meir Rabbi Yehuda. If not, this is Negeya. Different Madregas of Tahara of Nikvos. So the highest Madrega is Maim Chayim, which is a spring, and that's kosher to be used for any purpose. It can be used for a Zov, it can be used for Mechatos, it can be used for the when they would do the process of the Taras and Sarah, and they would shech the bird and dip the blood into the water, shech one bird and then dip the other one plus the Azov, etc., into the water. So they needed Mayim Chayim. Then there's a Madrega under Mayim Chayim, which is a Mayim Chayim is, and a Mayim as opposed to Mikvah is kosher. It doesn't need 40 saw, A, and B, it's kosher even if it's moving. Even if the water is moving. So Zeichlin, it's kosher of Zeichlin. A mikvah, which is rainwater, which is caught, and the madriga under that is Mebitzim, so it was water also, which had a source, etc., but it was salty, dirty water, so it wasn't Maim Chayim, in the sense it wasn't this nice, fresh spring, but it was, so it's kosher of Zeichlin, and that's a madriga under that, but it's not kosher for Mechatos, there's a requirement of Mayim Chaim, etc. But still kosher b'zeichlin. And the madrega under that is mikvah, which is rainwater, which has to be dafka 40, has to be dafka stationary, has to be b'ashbarin, and it needs 40 saw. So how do you deal with yamim? So the Tanakh Kama says, does not call yamim ki mikvah, they have a din of mikvah. Shenemar l'mikvei amayim kar yamim. So they're, which means they're not going to be kosher for, they don't have a din of a mayan, they're not kosher for zov, they're not kosher for mechatas, etc. Dibur Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Yamagadol is kemikvah. Yamagadol is kemikvah. And other yamim do not have a halacha of mikvah. We'll see what the halacha they have in Rashi a little bit. Now it says, but the language of the Mishnah is l'mikveh hamayim kora yamim, so it's plural, so it's more than one. The Yamagadol itself, it tastes different. The Rashi says that the fish which come out has a lot of water in it, has a lot of different places in it, and therefore Rashi says in the Chumash that the fish you take out of the water in one place doesn't taste like the fish you take out of water in a different place. The water is different. Yam is mitar bezeichlin. It's mitar while it's zeichlin, while it's moving. So it had a mile above mikvah that even though it's moving, it's kosher. But it doesn't have a din of mayim chayim, so you can't use it for zov as opposed to any other type of tumah. Zov requires mayim chayim, so it's not kosher for mayim chayim, and to be mitar the mitzera and the mekadosh mechatas. Okay, so the more is suggesting that when it says yamagodol, so it's also is going like Behuda. Behuda holds yamagodol. It seems to be extraordinary compared to other bodies of water, and the Bryce, which says that Yamagadol is mutter, is her mayor. The Morse says, Maslow of Nachum Yitzchok, Nachum Yitzchok says, I don't understand. Amr the Pligal in Yatuma, the Tahara, the argument of Gabbat is a Tuma Tahara, then Shabbos to Mishabatel, but what Shabbos to do with Refuah? What's the difference? Why should it make a difference? So that the more finds that shot difficult. Ella Omer of Nachum Yitzchok, Lakasha Hodi Ishtohi, Hodolo Ishtohi. The difference between the two brises is whether he's staying in there or not. To go in and out for chitza purposes, they would go in and out. If he's staying in there already, he's doing it because he wants to get the healing process which the water offers, and that's he's staying in there. So if he stays in there, that's going to be awesome. Gemara says, okay, so then you have to put it back into the brises. So the first brisa says, Megror, all these places are mutter, means even if you stay in there, they're mutter. Yamagadol, the Meimishra, the Yamashostarim are usher when you're staying in there. The second brisa says you're allowed to be roichitz be Yamagadol, means if you're not staying in there. And even so, it says Meimishra is usher, means Meimishra is usher even if you're not staying in there. You're just going in and out. And the same thing with Yamashostarim is usher even though you're going in and out. The Mor says, B'mai ukim to lebras raisa. That which you said, the second brisa, is the lo yishtoi, it's not staying in there, and that's why Yamagadol is mutter. I the lo yishtoi, I feel b'mei mishra nami. So if he's not staying in there, why is my mishra a problem? The Tanya, rechsim b'mei tereya. There's another brisa which says, rechsim b'mei tereya, u'b'mei mishra, u'b'yamashostoi. So the brisa says, you're allowed to be roichets in these places. Even though he has this type of a psoriasis on his head, which this thing heals, that it's mutter. But it's only mutter if you're going to go in and out, not if you stay in there. But so the Brash says clearly that Meimishra and Yamashostaim, if you go in and out, it's mutter. And the second brash you told me case is going in and out. So why are me mishra and yama sostai moser? Mor says rather ela yam hagadol ayam hagadol lakasha. The way I'll answer this theory, so the answer is not the way we suggested. Like Rav Yisrael says, that he's quite a difference between staying in and not staying in. The Mor says I'll tell you a different chiluk. Ayam hagadol lakasha. Haba yofin shiboy, haba royin shiboy. If the places where the water is nice and clean, the person goes in there for rechitza purposes, so it doesn't look like he's doing it for refuah. The places where the water is royim, it's dirty, ilchi, whatever, so obviously you're doing it, the person's doing it for refuah purposes. So that's awesome. May mishra, may mishra, nami lishasha. And the second part was actually fairly obvious. The Brisa before, which says, we're just pointing it out. So now the Brisa says, Mishra is Osir, is talking about Ishtoi. And this Brisa we just brought right now, which says that its mutter is Lo Ishtoi. Mishra, Mishra, Namal. Kasha, Hod Ishtoi, Hod Lo Ishtoi. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rosh Hashem Megror. It's about third of the way up the page, a little more than third of the way up the page. Resim b'megror. Abba shehen maluchim ksas, even though they have a little bit, they're salty somewhat. It's still derech l'irchitz behen l'chol. People will wash in there during the weekdays. Lo mucha milsat the refuah hi. It's not obvious he's doing it for refuah. I mean, even if his kavanah is for refuah, but since it's not obvious he's doing it for refuah, Chazal didn't nazir. I will love Yamagadol. We'll come in the first time, and the words explain what's wrong with Yamagadol. Love him in Mishra, Shashar, but Pishtan, you would soak flax in it. you wouldn't do rechitz in such a thing. Ela the refua, a person would do it for refua. The maso, apparently it heals things. The maliach tuba, it's very salty. That's obvious, he's doing it for refua and it's also. So all yamim are the same. So if you tell me you can be rechitz, we make roar, we make chamsi, we make asir, we make tereya, so yamagodol is the same thing. So no difference in yamagodol and everything else. And the Brisa says not, because the old yamagodol is extraordinary. The Meir says, kol yamim ki mikva, kol teres mikva. They have all the lachas of mikveh, and they have teres mayin. They don't have the lach of a mayin. Or ma be mikveh la mayin. What's the difference between the two? A mayin kosher la tefila zov, a zov steeper of the mitzvah. It's kosher for tefila zov, and when they would use the, they would process the two birds in matar the mitzvah. They would sheft, take two birds, and they would sheft one of them over the mayim chayim. And then they would dip the other bird together with the ezov and the other things, and sprinkle it on the matzara, and then send the live bird away. So that was the process of taras matzara. You needed mayim chayim. The mayim chayim hem, because the mayim is mayim chayim. Mekadosh mechatas, the water which you use after you would take the paraduma and do the process, the whole process of shefting it, etc., and burning it down to ashes. The ashes had to be put on into mayim chayim, and then you would sprinkle that on the person who was tummy mace. And that's how you would mitar the tummy mace, was with the mechata. So the act of putting the ashes into the water is called kiddush. So kiddush mechatas requires the bekulu mayim chayim ksiv. It says mayim chayim. Bezol ksiv, brechatz b'sura b'mayim chayim. The Mitzvah Ksiv El Kicheres Amayim Chayim. The Mechatas Ksiv Mayim Chayim O Keli. So all those require Mayim Chayim. Umetara Tzimeim Hatoilim B'meimov K'shem Zerchlim. So number one, Mayim has the principle of it works with these things. Number two, that Mayim Chayim works even though K'shem Zerchlim, even though they're moving. Umakalchim. The whole definition of a mayan is that it flows. So the Torah tells me it's kosher. The Torah is obviously telling me it's kosher, even though it's moving. But mikveh, which is water, which is gathered together, if you be troubled as they're flowing. For example, where would there be a case where there's flowing? There's nothing. Mayan, the reason they're flowing is because water's pushing it out. What makes a mikveh flow? For example, the Mokum Kataparis, if you'd have the mikveh on a slanted surface, where the water is therefore flowing down because of gravity, and a tefillah, it's not a valid tefillah, Ashehei B'mokum Ashbaran Shaloi, in the place where they're gathered, they have to be Kovin V'omdin, standing stationary. You might think, just like a Mayan is Matar B'zoichlin, a Mayan works when it's moving. Af mikveh matar bezoichlin. Tamalomer says ach mayan. So we darshan the word ach mayan to tell us that the Bach has the word mayan a second time. Mayan matar bezoichlin. If a mikveh bashbaran, the mikveh is not kosher when it's moving. That's very negay aloch lemaisa. If you have a crack in the mikveh wall, the water is flowing out. It's possible the raisa. Because it's considered zoichlin.
Is there any shiur for the size?
No. It's very chomer. So they're supposed to, you know, they inspect the mikveh on a regular basis for that purpose. You know, obviously nowadays it's a little bit easier. You make it with materials which are, you know, have a, you know, a very strong sealant. You know, modern mikvehs are much less of a problem. But it's like in a. I remember once we had in the mikveh in Cleveland, the fact that we had a problem with Zeichlin, that they found a crack. So you have to empty out the mikveh totally, you know, seal it, and then you have to refill it. So depending on where the crack was, it was normally it's a crack in the made tefillahs, the bor tefillahs is not so bad. The other bor is still kosher, so you just add, you know, dry it out, add in the water. But if a crack in the bor in the bor we hold to make shomim, you got a real problem. You have to wait for rain.
It's probably a problem kind of lahava.
Yeah, there's a chesed. Well, yeah, chesed. Yeah. Zel Pirush Matar Bezoichlam Chomokim. When it says the language Matar Bezoichlam, that's the, that's what it's referring to. Bani Loy Shemativ Kain. Rashi says, even though this is the Pshat, I did not hear this from my Rebbeim. My Rebbeim had a different Pshat. Rashi doesn't say what it is. But this is the Pshat, Rashi says. Ben Mikvakosh and Tfilah Zov, and besides that, Mikvah is different. You can't use it with Tfilah Zov, Hazoyas Mitzvah, the Kaddish Mechatas. Fine. B'cholam Hayamim, Kimikvah, Shekosav Kron Mikvah, the Loch of Mikvah means they're not kosher for Zov, etc. Rav Yossi will point out that even though they're moving, though they have what they do have different than the regular mikvah is the fact that they're moving is not a problem. And that's how we pass in on that. I'm not sure how Rav Meir holds. Rav Meir doesn't hold like that. So I mean, it's impossible to be tevil in the yam. Yam is mitzis of zeichlin also. There's a flow in there. The same thing as a yam.
Same thing as
a shear. Well, I mean, the shear 40 saw, basically, that's... the one that you have to be careful with lakes is a lake which if they're being, if you immediately after, let's say the natural boundaries of the lake are X, and there's a major rain, and now the water, it spreads out. That area where it spreads, which clearly due to the to rainwater, the rainwater has to be not flowing, has to be stationary. That area has a locha of regular mikvah. So if it's flowing, it's possible. Anything where it's clearly due to the new rain, and that extends to the side, you have a problem. Same thing with it by river.
You have a river.
So the river we go with Roiv. So river, let's start with the river which comes from the spring. So if it's Roiv spring water, it's kosher b'zeichlin. If it's Roiv rainwater, it's not. But even if it's Roiv zeichlin, Roiv spring water, it's kosher b'zeichlin. If you can clearly see that the regular riverbed is here because of the rain is here, that extra spot is a problem. It's not kosher because it's zeichlin. Yehuda Omer, or Karkas of Mikveh El Yamagadol. So that's why you have to be careful what you have with these lakes and stuff like that. You want to be terrible, you know, terrible lakes. You have to be careful, you know, it was right after rain, etc. You have to just, you know, be aware of that.
Places that, you know, are only in the rainy season, I think
it would
be.
Right. So the Mishnah talks about what's the definition of a valid river. You know, it's something can't be a river which is sporadic, and the Pleikus of the Mishnah, one member says it has to maintain itself for 7 years. What's called Lo Yichazo Meimov? I remember the Shurim. But the Yehuda Omer, Lo Karkas of Mikvah, El Yamagadol, the Bei Mishtoi Kruah, but my Sibereshis, Shasham Nikvah, call me Breshis. So Yamagadol is where all the Mebreshis, that's the Pasuk referring to, that's called Mikvah. All of the waters join them. So that's why it's called Yamim. It's okay the fact that they're moving. The rivers are flowing into them and they're moving. So obviously, if you tell me Yamim are kosher, the Zeichlin is going to be acceptable. The Pasuk by referring to it as Mikvah, but says it's not Mayim Chayim. Now, I'm not sure according to Yehuda, I remember how according to Yehuda, so Yamim Gadol Kamikvah, so what are the other Yamim? He says the other Yamim, he says, will be Pasul, they don't have a Lach of Mikvah. They're not halacha of mayim, they're halacha of mikvah, so they're not kosher. We don't pass like that. So the more he wants to make this tushdel, and the more says, I don't understand the tushdel. And Taz even says, I don't know what the havim, where the most havim is. You know, it's not very difficult to understand what the havim is. Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak asked, Eimer the pligil in yitzuma batara mishum kro, but in Shabbos, the time of mishum refuahu, mishum atlu, what's the connection? So Moriah says, "Rav Yitzchak says the difference is hoydi shtoy bekavai. You're staying in. Also, the mukhamilsa, the refuah kamechavin. You're staying in for refuah. Hagolim Yishtoi, we're not staying in. El Rochatz Yatsi, went in, goes in and out, Lochis Mutter. So Morris says, well, if Tamar the second Braisa, the Basraisa, the second Braisa, the Tani Rochsin is below Yishtoi, so what's the problem of Meimishra and Yamagoro? Because we know that they're Mutter, because the other Braisa says, even though they have Kotatim, which is Malds, whatever that means, it's Mutter as long as you're not Mishtoi. So the Morris says, so on Yishtoi, Yibisach HaMayim, the Nira can make your Baum. If you're not staying in the water, you're just looking like you're trying to cool off, rinse himself, that's Mutter. I think Rashi used a lotion to make your Baum because you don't usually use these things for washing yourself. You don't go into Meh Mishra to wash yourself, but you would go into Meh Mishra to cool off a little bit. It's very hot. Meh Mishra is Meh Mishra, but otherwise it's cooler than the. So that's what I use the lotion to make her. So more says the missing Yafin and Royan. The Yafin she came Royan behind Bechol the Rechitza she and Refuah. A person would go in the Yam Hagadol in the area which the water is Yafa. He would go in. But Royim ain't Royim. The person would not wash over there. It's dirty, smelly, whatever it is. The Muchad Milsa the Refuah. Mitavayo b'Ishtoi. Both of those are. We're discussing a difference because we said lo yishtoi. It's mutter mei mishra. It's mutter mei mishra. My royim of Yamagol is not any worse, right? Yet mei mishra. The more it says this, the more it has a discussion with the other say kriyish makrega mei mishra. That's how bad it smells. So you can use mei mishra. You can use my royim of the Yamagol. Mei mishra, mei mishra lekasha. Holik tani roichsim mei mishra. You got to do that. Ahanach tarti de leil katani is referring to this last brisa and the brisa and the two brisa which say not. It says those two which say not, I will loy b'meishra. That's hod ishtoi. The brisa which says that it's mutter is hod loy ishtoi. You weren't okay.
You could also distinguish between what the weather is like, right? I mean, if it's a cold day.
We don't. In other words, once they said maker, but maker is mutter, they didn't differentiate.
Going back to lakes, some lakes are mainly rain fed. Does that make a difference?
Yeah. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. Did we ever have it? I don't think we ever had it. It's in Barbasa and it's in the Dorum. It's two places that comes to mind right now. It's a few other places also. I think we might have had it over here. No, we didn't have it. The Mora says that Avua the Shmuel would use the river for his daughters to be toivel during the summertime, and the wintertime he would divert water off to the side, cut it off from the main body of water. Now it's stationary and would be toivel. Because he says that when the water comes down in Eretz Yisrael, so there's an Eidus to it in the Paras, in the river, in the Paras, the Euphrates River, because you're seeing the rainwater coming. So it's a problem. That's what he held. And Shmuel argues on his father and says that there's the nature of as much as the water is coming down from above, more water comes out from the Tohoim to meet it. So the river is the water coming out from the Tohoim, and therefore it's considered Mei Mayan, which is coming out of the and it's kosher. There's always a river. Mm-hmm. Says Machlokes Rishon how we paskin. And the Ikar Pesach is we paskin is like a Avuah Shmuel. But they were. But my son, the Rishashita's Rabbeinu Tam, but passes like Shmuel, I think, because the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, and the Tosfos over there in Bavasar, and the minhag ha'olam was to be samech on the Rabbeinu Tam because they didn't have it was very hard to make mikvah, so they used rivers, historically, your bubby went to the mikvah, in Europe and the river. So he said it was very difficult to make mikvahs. They were samech on the Rabbeinu Tam, but the Ikar Pesach most of Shem is not like the Rabbeinu Tam. So relying on a river is an issue. So any rain fed river you have you're being semach on the Ben Otam, which is not the chachila, and that's why the chachila is to make a mikvah instead. And I don't remember all the details, but that's the basic idea. Okay, so the Mishnah. And now the Mishnah is going to discuss about different types of foods, liquids, which people would take for refuah and non-refuah purposes. So the Mishnah is going to present this with an important rule. And Erklin, now don't ask me how to pronounce these things, Azov Yavon, which was a type of Azov, of Hyssop, Shabbos, Fish and Michael Briam. It's not something which is normally eaten by people which are healthy. So it's you're doing it for refuah purposes, and it's also. You're allowed to eat yo'ezer. So even though you're eating it for refuah, since people eat it, healthy people also eat it as a regular food, so it's not nikr, you're doing it for refuah, and that's mutter. You're allowed to drink abu v'roya. The more we'll give you the definition of what abu v'roya is, you're allowed to drink that. Because kalarklan oichel adam l'refuah, holamaskin shayse, you're allowed to drink oichlem, even though your intent is for refuah, as long as it's an oichel. As long as it's a regular food, the same thing when it comes to a mashka. It's a regular mashka, you're allowed to drink it, even though your kavanah is for refuah, it's mutter. Chutz we made the kolim, because ikorin ibnei shehen liyaroika. The exception to this is what's called made the kolim, which I'm going to explain what made the kolim is. It grows amongst your palm trees, because ikorin was a type of a herbal concoction they would make. And these were taken for the refuah for yeroika, which is yerakon. Some people say yerakon is like a jaundice. So those are also for refuah. And even those, I will show you who made the kolam litzmo. If you're thirsty, you want to drink it, you ought to drink it. In other words, if you're taken not kavan of the shame, your kavan is not the shame refuah, even though it's normally it's used for refuah, that's okay. Besach shemen ikorin shalad refuah, and shemen ikorin they wouldn't drink it, but they would put it on. They'd only drink it for refuah, the kosi ikorin. But shemen ikorin you're allowed to rub on shalad refuah. Ezav yavin mefarish begemor sheino meichel briyim. It's not eaten by healthy people. Umuchem milsa the refuah ochel. It's obviously doing for refuah, and it's also abu ochel is a yoezer shabar ochel meisokah shem briyim. People who are healthy eat it. See, when you're mechavan refuah, it's mutter. May the kolam mefarish begemor because the kolam mashke shekarsus in the soicha ikra yerokas. They would take different types of vegetables. The roots of the vegetables they would grind them in. Ubesamim. The Gemara Mefarish, the Gemara discusses what exactly kosi korin is. It's a very big halachic nafkamin is in that. Okay, neshen yadaroika lechelash yirokin veno meichel briyim. This is not used as a meichel briyim, and therefore it's also litzmo imenu chel. If you're not sick, I can't say I'm sick, but I'm just taking it because I'm thirsty. That you can't say. But if the guy is not sick, so he wants to drink it, that's his way. Okay, fine. They didn't answer it, you know. If a fellow has this mishigas that he likes taking, you know, aspirins, you know, not if to take aspirin because of health issues or because he has a heart condition, you know, that's an issue. I mean, it's just a kana, so you will discuss it. But it doesn't have any need for it at all. So we want to take it. That's your business, you know. Chazal were goyser that the person will come to be shechik some among him. If there's no real need for it, you know, so we're afraid because he's so focused on doing it, so he'll forget the Shabbos and be shechik some among him. If he doesn't need to do it, so why should we shechik some among him? Like, so there's no reason why we're not choshish he's going to forget. If a person has a need for it, we're choshish. The person has a real need for it, Chazal were matter it. So the middle madrega is where it's also.
So in general, I mean, some people, you know, take aspirin as because it's just supposed to be good for you. I mean, for everybody.
Prophylactic,
right? So, but let's say, you know, you have a headache. So can you take it?
I don't think it's considered enough of a Michael. In other words, they were matter a Michael. Right? They were matter a Michael. Ramosh has a tshuva where he talks about vitamins. The question, which is, you know, which is most common, he talks about people take vitamins because not because they're sick, because everybody takes vitamins, right? And meeting certain criteria, he says, a person will be allowed to take vitamins on Shabbos. That doesn't go in the Xeris.
Right,
but even then, he seems to say if he was doing it for refuah purposes, it would be also. Because since the mice, it's not a maicho, so that they weren't matu.
So if you had a cold and then you wanted to take vitamin C, that would be a problem.
Right. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Azov, what is Azov? Is the Azov, which is used, the Gabi Lachas of Hazor. So Azov Yovan, which we have in the Mishnah, is possible for Hazor, because the Mishnah says over there that if it's, the Torah says Azov, and this is called Azov Yovan, it has a second name with it, it's possible. Azov Yovan, Azov Mitzri, it has a whole list of different things which are not kosher. It has to be called Azov. So what's the difference? Practically in their days, what was Azov and Azov Yavon? So Azov is Abarsa Bar Hamag, and Azov Yavon is Abarsa Bar Hinig. Okay, so you need the art school people to help you exactly what difference between the two of them. Thank you. I love when they do that. Okay. So what I need them for? Anyway, Ula Omar. So Ula says that the Azov of the Torah is Maru Chivra, is Maru, white Maru. Fine. Ula Ikla the Bay Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So I saw the Kamei Maru Chivra. So once he was by Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda's house and they brought him this Maru Chivra, he says, ah, Hano Azov, the Chsiv Baraisa, that's the Azov what the Torah is referring to. So he's all excited. They showed him the Azov. There's a mice with the Baruch Bear. So Baruch Bear was Talmud Chacham Mufalig, and he knew how to pass in Shiloh also, but he wasn't the Rav, he didn't pass in Shiloh, he was the Meshiva, So the mice once, somebody brought a Kirkabon in for a Shiloh to him. So he says, ah, the Halak of Kirkabon, there's so much Torah said about the Kirkabon, it's the stomach of the chicken. But him, it was, there's so much Torah said about this Kirkabon. It's not like chicken. This is a Halak of Kirkabon, So this is the Azim of the Torah, Gavaldik. Rapapi Omar is Shumshuk. So, if you're looking for the Azim of the Torah, the Azim of the Torah is what they refer to in their days as Shumshuk. Omar Yirmi Midifti. Kivasa the Rapapi Mistabra. Again, I don't know what these things are exactly. But he says the Rapapi makes the most sense. Non, because it says in the Mishnah, we're talking about the Ezev of the Torah. Mrs. Ezev is Shlosha Klochin, Ubehen Shlosha Givurlin. It's you're supposed to take three stems, and each stem has three Givurlin, three bunches coming out of it. You picture your, like a broccoli head, something like that sort. It's called a Givurl. And the Shumshuk, who the Mishachi Hachi, of the three which have been mentioned, Shumshuk looks like that. Okay. Now, the Mai Achlele, when it says that they would eat Ezev Yavon, so what were they eating it for? What refuah were they using it for? The Kuki'ini. Kuki'ini was worms, intestinal worms. But Mai Achlele, how would they eat it? Be'sheva Tamri Uchmasa. Seven dark brown dates. I'm not sure exactly what the concoction looked like. The Morsim in my hobby, what causes this problem of having intestinal worms? Mikimcha desari, barley flour, the cholofalei arboinyam, which is sat for 40 days, so it produces these parasites inside of them, and the person eats it, then he'll swell the parasites. Okay, let's leave Rashi for tomorrow. And